Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed
on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
All right, big news from yesterday. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a legislation officially making Juneteenth a holiday right here in New York State. So a day commemorating the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States is a New York State holiday. It's Juneteenth. And in a statement, he said, "This new public holiday will serve as a day to recognize the achievements of the Black community while also providing an important opportunity for self-reflection on systematic injustice in our society that is still being faced today." I said this when I talked about it earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, like up until this year, I was ignorant to the fact that Juneteenth was even a thing. I had no idea this even existed.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that there's a light being shined on it and it's actually being recognized for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And what it needs to be.
And again, it goes back to it wasn't really taught in schools. I don't remember learning about it in school, right? So
no.
Hopefully that is being remedied. And certainly, yeah, it's a step in the right direction. All right. NBC News agreed to put President Donald Trump before voters in a town hall event tonight after the president submitted an independent coronavirus test with the results reviewed by Dr. Anthony Fauci. The announcement yesterday sets up dueling town halls with Democratic opponent Joe Biden on a night the two candidates were supposed to meet for the second debate. Remember, originally it was supposed to be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Biden is appearing on a similar town hall event in Philly that's televised on ABC. Again, Trump will be on NBC, and Trump will be at least 12 feet apart from moderator Savannah Guthrie and the audience. Both town halls begin at 8 p.m., but Biden will get the last word in. The ABC event, moderated by George Stephanopoulos, will last 90 minutes with an additional half hour of analysis. Trump's town hall on NBC scheduled for just 1 hour. So if you do, this is if you want to experience what the debate probably would have sounded like, or just to recreate the first debate, bring two TVs into the same room, put one on ABC for Trump's town hall and one on NBC NBC for Trump's town hall and ABC for Biden's town hall, and just blast the volume on both. It'll be pretty much the same situation.
Okay, sounds good.
A little hack for you, a little life hack.
If you're trying to juggle family, health, working during the pandemic, you know, schooling your kids during the pandemic, you're already stressed out to the max, and that's apparent. But finding childcare on election day.
Apparent?
I know, no pun intended. But finding childcare on election day can be another stressor to add to your laundry list of stress. But don't worry, there's actually help out here for you through the YMCA branch right here in our Rochester area. So care.com and the armed services of the YMCA are actually providing free childcare for parents on election day at 27 locations across the country, including locally right here in Rochester. So listen, voting is so important. And if you're not in the know, election day is November 3rd of this year. It's a couple weeks away here.
Yeah, come
on. And there's so many excuses and there's so many hurdles and stress factors that can get in the way of you making your way down to the polls. But listen, childcare is taken care of and you're like, okay, well, I don't have a car. Well, Lyft is offering free to discounted, no charge at all rides to Poles. So take your kids, drop them off in the Lyft to YMCA, and then go grab, you know, your poll, vote, head on back, and you're good to go. So there's a lot of different ways to, quote unquote, be using your resources this election day.
All right. And finally, in the Team PXY feed, the New York Department of Health is charging the concert promoter involved in a July Chainsmokers concert with violating public health law. Remember, this was a disaster, basically, right? Governor Cuomo was very upset at that point, still mad, and he announced yesterday the DOH is seeking $20,000 in fines from In the Know Experiences, that's the name of the promoter, for holding a non-essential gathering and not enforcing mask wearing. The concert happened back in July. It was July 25th in the Hamptons. A DOH investigation allegedly covered more than 2,150 people that went to the event after the town of Southampton granted the promoter a special event permit. Now, to get the permit, In the Know Experiences had to fill out a special events application in which the DOH alleges the promoter claimed measures to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 would be taken. The DOH also alleges that the promoter left out the fact that there would be a designated friends and family section where concertgoers could congregate and mask wearing would not be enforced. Had they put that originally in the application, the DOH is saying it wouldn't have been passed through. Although, I mean, you got a question, because wasn't the town supervisor, like, performing, was banned? And
right.
And then some bigwig on Wall Street was DJing, and this was just a catastrophe from the start. So,
a literal blowout party.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously. Not a lot's been heard from the Chainsmokers since, by the way. I think they've gone into hiding. But yeah, $20,000 fine.
It's so sad. I love the Chainsmokers. Man. And I did go to their concert, you know, pre-pandemic, and mm-hmm. It was absolutely amazing.
Certainly not taking away from them as performers. I mean, we had them at 98 PXY Summer Jam
several
years back. So, yeah, but still, not great timing.
Read the room. Read the room.
Tone deaf, I guess, is a good way to put that, right? Okay, up online, 98pxy.com. We have got the good news for you, which we will highlight just after 9 o'clock this morning. Also, I'm about to put this up there. So if you haven't seen it yet, this happened at the Bill Gray's Iceplex. This is online everywhere right now, but it'll be up soon here at 98pxy.com. The flaming Zamboni. Breeze, this thing is crazy.
Just so everyone knows, it will ruin the ice. So
when I brought it,
hope it's repairable.
When I brought it to Breeze's attention, mind you, this is not like a small fire. Like, this thing is engulfed in flames. You know how big a Zamboni is, if you've ever been to an Amherst game. The thing is engulfed in flames. There's literally tracks in the ice from just like charred parts of the ice. And Breeze's reaction was, oh my God, is that bad for the ice?
It was a little early. Yeah.
It wasn't that early. It was last hour.
Shut up, Corey.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we'll get that up here in a second at 98pxy.com if you want to check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Coming up next. If you're a Bills fan, probably still bummed out with what went down on Tuesday. No, I don't want to. I hesitate bringing it back up, but
yeah, you're really pouring salt in the wound here.
No, hold on. I think we can make this a little bit better, because coming up next, a very special guest is going to be joining us. This person says that they take full responsibility for the fact that the Bills lost to the Titans, especially in such terrible form on Tuesday. And they, I'll give them credit. They say they want to give a public apology to all of the Bills Mafia. Okay?
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I'm scared.
I mean, I can't believe they're coming on the show to do this.
Me neither.
But I'm all for it. I mean, listen, this might help. Plus, they also say they have a way to redeem themselves, potentially. All right?
Okay.
So let's just hear it out. A very special apology to the Bills Mafia coming up next with Team PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.